Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 22 of the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast. My name is VexX, joined with our host, Mr. Johnny Zero.
The people's hero at your service. How you guys doing out there?
Everybody's fine, Johnny. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm a little bit, somber note this week.
It is a somber note. I will agree. Now, I'm not sure if anybody remembers this because it's been about, well, we had the tragedy happen. The great tragedy.
Yes.
Please tell the people.
Well, as you know, Bud Bundy. The great Bud Bundy. Actually, and he is great.
The first ever middleweight champion of the TV Dads Wrestling Federation.
You know, and you guys only hear the episodes. You're not the house shows. You don't know the work this guy went through. I mean, like, he was the world middleweight champion. I mean, he really...
The first world middleweight champion.
Absolutely. I mean, this guy went against Peter the Great. He went against... I mean, he stood toe-to-toe with Danny Bonaducci. Win, lose, or draw. But, man, he had guts,
but
man.
He died, so...
Yeah, well, there is a little bit of, you know, controversy about that. I don't think Bonaducci is to blame for that. I think that was Ted Lawson.
You have said that before, so yeah. Please explain to the people, because it's been a minute.
Right. Well, when he started taking him out, basically, Bonaducci was...
assaulted him in the ring.
Assaulted him, yes. And then they carried him out on a stretcher, and it was taking too long to get out, and Ted Lawson, you know, a sociopath that he is.
The sociopath Ted Lawson.
Absolutely. And he jumped and did a standing foot stamp on his neck and his head. And according to the coroner's report, that's what killed him.
Causing irreparable and life-threatening damage.
Exactly.
Which then took Bud Bundy's life a few hours later at the local hospital.
Absolutely.
And now, as a tribute, Mr. Zero.
Yes, sir.
If I'm not mistaken, something's happening. Is that correct?
Yes, there is. There's a couple things happening. They want to, you know, prosecute Ted Lawson, but Springer apparently he's not liable because of certain contracts and provisions therein.
Well, remember that Bud is an athlete,
yes,
and he signed away rights for such things as bodily harm and damage to participate in the TV Dads Wrestling Federation.
Right, because TV Dad Wrestling is real. People are fake.
The most TV Dads Wrestling is real. Comma, people are fake.
Yeah, I think that's already like a cert. Someone, I don't know if it was.
I feel like
AJ Styles or Kurt Angle or somebody, but it's true. It's not just kayfabe. It's the real thing, man. I mean, like, these guys are fighting for their lives out there. That's why it's blown up so much. I even hear those
fighting for their lives.
It's no joke, man. I mean, I wouldn't. I mean, I've heard about the conventions coming. I mean, there was a Battlestar Galactica convention, a Star Wars convention, all that stuff, and a TV die. I just what I hear. I don't know if it's coming or not. Have you heard that rumor?
Well, what I would like you to do is to stay with the Bud Bundy situation, because you were going to explain to us.
Yes.
And you brought up prosecution. You brought up our leader, our fearless leader, supreme leader. Actually, I have breaking news. I'm not sure if you guys know this. The Springer Mafia has faced an issue. The gentleman who previously worked security for his TV show and now works security here at the TV Dads Wrestling Federation, Steve Wilkos,
the enforcer,
was involved in a automobile collision, and this is real, and got locked up for DUI for real.
Are you kidding me?
Now, because this has happened,
decorated New York police
in real
officer.
Life, this really happened.
Yeah,
he's been suspended from the TV Dads Wrestling Federation.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, because of an investigation. So
he can't compete in the ring at all?
Well, he never really did. He was involved. He's part of the Springer Mafia.
Yeah, tag team with Mr. Big.
But they haven't. They hadn't done that. But Steve Wilkos has been suspended.
Right.
Henry Winkler, who is the new director of operations, as we had spoke of previously, is doing a full investigation. There's a policy... a morals clause, if you will, to compete in the TV Dads Wrestling Federation.
Right.
High-standing citizens like Mike Brady, for instance, they practice these morals, and therefore they can fight, and they
truth
can be
and
a
practices.
Part of truth and practices. So, unfortunately, Steve Wilkos, in real life, this is true. You can Google it as we speak, for real, had a DUI charge. He is no longer in the Federation for a little while. Last week, we had the controversy at 6:05 Eastern, where it found out that Maury Povich had to resign due to sexual harassment charges. It's just been a colorful, bizarre time in TV Dads Wrestling.
It has been insane. And I did not know that.
Really? You didn't know?
No.
It was all over the news.
I knew it was there, but I didn't realize that he... I know he had some kind of trouble, but... You know, I've been so up and down with you know going to these conventions and stuff. I just didn't know that. Thank you. What did he's a decorated New York police officer, is he not?
I hear you. But if you're drunk and you're driving an automobile vehicle, yeah. that's a real thing.
Like, was he like slam drunk?
I don't know. No, yeah, the number he like they make you blow into the
yeah.
It was like astronomical, like 4.0 or something.
So we're not talking like 0.08.
No, no, like 4.0.
Yeah, because they do that now. They can force it. They're trying to tell me to take a 0.05. That's like having a beer and going to a ball game. You know, but
But he like he did some damage with the vehicle. It
that's
was like a
terrible.
Big deal.
And did then, anybody hurt?
I don't think so. And then he lied. He's like, well, I went to get my glasses. I looked away from the road, and then I flipped my car, and I broke a tree.
Oh, my God.
So he is no longer in the TV Dads Wrestling Federation.
Unbelievable.
Now, there's a small list. I mean, we're losing the thread. This is about Bud Bundy right now.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, you had told me that they had set up some kind of a...
Yeah, it's just a little bit of a video clip, but we're doing radio, so you guys are going to have to bear with us until we get done.
Well, this is the opening of the broadcast,
yeah.
so we're going to show it to the
yeah.
on the Edomo screen. What is it we call it? The TV Dad's Enormo screen or something?
Yeah, yeah. The TV Datatron.
The TV Datatron, that's
yeah,
right.
And,
I apologize.
And like it's just it's really a picks and sounds type of thing for Bud. Al is still doing his Bundy solo thing. He still thinks he's Han Solo and not concentrating on getting with Ted Bundy, and that was gonna be one of the matches we're gonna show you and but first before we get at it, let's just can just everybody, we have a moment of silence at least for Bud Bundy or Prey. And this is what, you know, you can do the rest in your head.
A magical time. Do you hear the music? Oh, everyone bow your heads in memoriam for the great Bud Bundy. So sad.
Yeah, but dude, he's jumping... That's the first time he ever benched 200 pounds, man. That's almost twice his weight. Bud Bundy. In memoriam.
Oh, and there's the footage when he was competing to try and get the middleweight championship.
Yes, it is. And there's no Grandmaster Flash. Bud, we miss you, man. David Faustino. He's a nice guy, man. Hey.
I had visions for Bud.
Oh, God, man. I can't stand it.
Johnny Zero can't stand it.
I'm sorry, man. I mean, I'm not like a heartless human being, man. I mean, that son of a bitch, that Lawson, I don't
you know, you're making me angry, and I want to tell you the truth of it. I don't care what you say. I don't care what the people say. I don't care what the opinion is.
The poor guy's dead,
man. The bottom line
man.
Is, he got in the fucking ring, and he couldn't handle it, and he's dead now. And that's the way it works. Now, if this athlete, if this person, if he did not compete with the steroids and the things of that nature to bulk up and try to get to the middleweight weight, which he was not a middleweight. He was a lightweight, sir. He was a lightweight. And then he competed against Danny Bonaducci, the great and powerful El Duce, and he loses his life in the ring. And you know what? Good for him.
Yes,
I
agree.
Thoughts and prayers.
I agree, but listen, he was not killed in the ring. He was killed at taking out a stretcher on the way out. That's what the controversy is about. And the rumor I hear is that Uncle Phil, the great and powerful, fair and just Uncle Phil, who remember the law case, the lawsuit with the interpromotion.
The tool man?
Yes, Tool Man Tim Allen with the heckler.
Who's still barred. The heckler is erroneously removed from wrestling to this day.
Well, I hear that...
Because of a drug addict in wrestling.
I hear that Fred Gwynn, the giant of TV Dad Wrestling, is moving his way into the law enforcement.
Well, he's part of Cop Lives Matter. Of course he is,
right,
sir.
Right, but I'm also hearing that he does have a judge's license. All right,
cool. Yes, I remember. My Cousin Vinny.
Yes.
Gwynn appeared in My Cousin Vinny as his honor.
Absolutely. And I appear the giant of wrestling and the world television champion.
The former world.
Former world television champion. With several successful defenses.
Because if you remember, at this moment,
yeah.
the TV championship is vacant.
Well, he's paying for Vicky's new apartment to get her the hell away from Lawson.
Because he lost that money.
Yeah. Well, he's now the judge. Apparently, they found something on Uncle Phil
so
and
wait,
gotten him out of the way.
It's officially? This is breaking news? Or
yeah, I believe it is. I'm waiting.
I believe it
hey,
is.
Hey, man, is this...
Johnny Zero is a tabloid
reporter. Hold on, I'll get the paper.
Reporter.
Yes.
He's a tabloid
No, I'm
reporter.
Not. It is. It is, man. It's official.
You are smearing the
No,
green
it's a, it is official. Here, look. Here's the paper.
Uncle Phil.
Here, look. It's a paper right there. See it? Hey, I'm telling you, man. I get things going. You know, it's I'm supposed to just tell you, but Uncle Uncle Phil has been replaced. But why would they replace Uncle Phil, Vax? Come
on. You're the one who just told me. I have no idea why. You're a tabloid reporter. Perhaps you know more. Was there a cocaine arrest I don't know about?
No.
What's our situation?
I don't know. Maybe it means Uncle Phil is coming to the ring.
Well, yeah, he was an athlete. I respect that.
Yeah, he's great.
So he stepped down from being a judge?
I
would have to ask Henry Winkler directly. I think we're going to do that and find out exactly where we stand.
Yes, use your contacts. Absolutely. I would be very, very...
We would all be very interested to see how that shakes out. Perhaps the new judge will be Frederick Gwynn. Now, Johnny Zero, it is the time in the broadcast where we will do the top 10.
Right.
Of the Pro Wrestling Illustrated.
This is fans, again, just for you guys who haven't listened to past episodes, this is the entire world of TV Dad Wrestling. We are the TV Dad Wrestling Federation. We are the best and the boldest there is.
Perhaps you could say the universe, if you will, the expanded
universe. Absolutely, the expanded universe. Very well said, man. Or a multiverse, even.
Multiverse.
Yeah, absolutely. At number 10, we have Jax from Sons of Anarchy, who has won several matches down in the Caribbean. I don't know if you've heard about the...
Just get to your 10.
I don't know if you've heard about the local... Grady from Haiti. I'll tell you about that later with the Zomber pufferfish dust.
Wait a minute. Grady's number 9?
Grady is a manager, but he does have Bernie Mac and the older Cunningham brother.
The
missing Cunningham brother, and they're called the Zombie Warriors.
Oh, that's pretty interesting. It's colorful.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Because they're both fucking dead.
Well, so they said. So they said, Fred. And he's pissed off because Grady's pissed off because Fred didn't give him a hit. Now that this TV Dad wrestling thing is blowing up, now Grady's getting pissed off because he was the dad, the real legit biological fathers, nothing against Mr. Drummond, of Arnold and Willis on Different Strokes. It's a two-parter. Do you remember that?
Yes, sir, of course.
It's awesome. But he's a piece of shit nonetheless, and so he thinks, Fred, you should have given, you know how he is, man.
Here's what I'm confused about.
He gets to drinking that night train.
When Fred Sanford and Lamont Sanford were still the trash men, Grady was like their ring valet, their manager. He was part of the good guys.
Yes, he was. And that's why it's shocking to me, but a guy goes down, has a couple too many drinks down in the Caribbean, and who knows, man? He turns on his buddies. I have no idea. I can't explain it.
We're doing the top 10, so the first one's Jax Teller. Who's number 9?
Number 9 is George Lopez.
Yeah, he was in that tag team.
One of the Mighty Luchadors.
One of the Luchadors.
And he's insisting that they're called the Mighty Luchadors. And I'll get into that later in the top 10. At number 8, we have the giant Fred Gwynn. He's slowly dropping down, but
yeah, he's kind of leaving. He's more involved in the tag team competition. Yeah,
absolutely, but still based upon our rating system, he's still in there. That's kind of a boring pick for that one. But he's getting ready to do something obviously more controversial. At number 7, this one you'll like. This is Lamont.
Okay.
The Disco Demond Williams. The Death from Above, Glitter from Above. This guy is easily the highest, the best high working high flyer in the sport, excuse me, and Bobby Eaton would be envious. And at number 6 we have Bo Duke, who went down with Jax to the tour and they hit Gritty from Haiti, and not much to say about that guy. Went 90 minutes twice with Marita in Tokyo, and just the best worker. The problem I see with him is he's not going to be good on the mic. Like, he's not going to have that microphone. Not that we're really about the microphone, but it's more about the in-ring work. But in-ring work, you can't find it. He's getting good. I'm just saying. Keep your eye on him. Ricky Ricardo, if you notice.
Is he higher in the rankings? That's interesting.
Yeah, Ricky Ricardo is, he's wrestling more here on in TVDWF house shows. Because he's, you remember I was telling you he got a job as a teacher here.
I do.
Well, he teaches the Brazilian, the South American art form of capoeira. Now, if you remember how Bruce Lee, when he came over here and, treated, Jeet Kune Do, like my brother taught, took. Anyway, the elders don't really look really real fondly on that, but... His point is to go into inner cities, meaning Murder City, Wilmington, or in Philly, and to teach high school kids, you know, not to have violence against each other, no gang violence.
I have no idea what this has to do with the top 10.
Oh, it's capoeira. Well, I'm telling you, that's the reason he's in there, because he's doing capoeira, dude. It's a Brazilian art form where it's like you're dancing, and it's great for professional wrestling because he does spin kicks. It's even on the video games. I'm not kidding you. And anyway, he's a great wrestler, and it's called capoeira. At number four, we have Macho Duce. Danny Bonaduce, the world's middleweight champion. Now, we have a little question here because we have a vacant TV title belt. So we have Macho Duce there, and then we have, what can you say? The guy with Joni, he's the best. He's one of the best of the best. I mean, there's not a more polished athlete around than Danny Bonaduce. And then the working man, James Evans, comes in at number three. And then we have, I mean, what can you say else? What a consummate professional. I mean, he does his talking in the ring, just like, you know, just like Ingles, really. I mean, Mount Facemore. And then you have Mr. Brady at number two, although he did win. He did lose the first of his matches with Ingles quite decisively. I am not counting Brady out because he'll be back, and they're going to have, you know, probably a series of matches. And number one, your world's heavyweight champion, Charles Ingles, the frontiersman himself. And back to you, Vex.
I'm not shocked who your number one is, because he's always your number one. Unfortunately, we have to live in a world where Charlotte Ingles is the current heavyweight champion. Mr. Brady at the number two position should be the world's heavyweight champion.
Wait, hold on.
But he was stripped of his title.
Hold on. He's the world's heavyweight champion. The world's heavyweight champion always gets number one, no matter who it is. If you hold the world's belt, it doesn't matter.
Again, I can't speak on Pro Wrestling Illustrated because it's a tabloid. Now, the top five, the official top five of the TV Dads Wrestling Federation, at the number five position is Mr. Evans. Mr. Evans is the working man, is a great competitor, recently having some family issues he's trying to work with in the public eye, which is difficult to say the least, but he is the current number five.
Double stress.
In the number four position, see, this is a travesty that he's in the number four position, but it's Mr. Brady. He is the first Bishop of Wrestling. He is number four position. I don't understand why. He should be in the number one position, of course. He's the resting champion, but that's fine. In the number three position is Macho Duce, Danny Bonaduce, who is the current middleweight champion of the TV Dads Wrestling Federation.
Yes. I just had a question. I'm sorry.
Sure.
Since there's no TV champion,
number two's blank for us because there is no TV champion.
Right.
So whoever the number two contender will be of the top five will be the TV champion, which we're going to get to in this broadcast. There's an entire bracket system set up that we're going to mount shortly.
Awesome. Can't wait.
And in the number one position is Charlotte Ingles.
Awesome. Can't wait.
The current world's heavyweight champion.
We did the flips. I mean, he won it fair and square, dude. I mean, you know, he beat him fair and square. But I know Brady's not done after that first match. And you know, even that match, did you get the feeling during that Brady's Ingles match that they were feeling each other out? That this is going to be a series of matches.
I'm upset that you're making it a homosexual thing.
Homosexual?
About the men feeling themselves out.
I mean, feeling out their styles, not
I know
what
that
are you talking about?
I know
about?
That Charlotte Ingles is obsessed with Mr. Brady. I know this. Even the theme music is stolen from Mr. Brady. He calls it the natural, but it's really a variation of the royal music of His Highness, the first Bishop of Wrestling.
Wow, I hear that Ingles fans send in theme music for every town, because he's hailing from any town USA.
Hailing from any town USA.
That's what I heard.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the TV Dads Wrestling Federation Saturday morning broadcast is pleased to announce this is the TV title elimination, which will be televised. I know, right?
Yes, man.
These are the competitors. We have brackets. I'm going to read everything off, and then we're going to show them one by one. They will compete.
Awesome.
The Black Magician, Mr. Keaton, will face off against the Psycho Lithgow, which is an amazing, amazing match.
Now listen.
Yes.
I don't know if we can call him Psycho Lithgow anymore because I'm just telling you, I've been to these matches around the country. This guy's getting over. He's a heel or a psycho or something. But you know that people he gave
you
the...
You just called him a psycho while you're telling me I can't call him psycho.
No, I mean, listen, I'm saying they're starting to call him Wild Thing. It's getting over. I mean, they've seen this guy jump off 30-foot you know, scaffolds.
Fighting a ghost, sir. A ghost.
Well, he's got
the ghost of Bam Bam Gordy.
Yes, but he won. Did he not win?
How could he lose? He's the only guy in the match.
Dude, he unhinged his shoulder blades. He's a contortionist. It was two
Can
out of three
I get back
falls.
To my list? I would appreciate it greatly.
All right, Wild Thing.
So the first match will be Keaton versus Lithgow. The second match is El Duce versus Gomez Adams. That's a colorful match, don't you think?
That's actually
pretty surprising.
That's pretty good. That's I'm with you.
The third match will be James the Working Man Evans against the Giant Frederick Gwynn.
Nice,
right?
Yeah.
The fourth match, the return of Ward the Cleaver facing off against his former judgeship, Philip Banks.
Okay,
you're like, okay.
No, I'm thinking about it. I'm just thinking. Like I'm thinking, like, that's okay. That's...
Those are the first four matches. The fifth match will be Tim Allen versus George Jefferson, the killer George Jefferson.
The killer.
That's his name.
Not the snake.
No, he's the killer now.
Oh, nice. Okay.
The sixth match will be Tony, Mr. Big Soprano, facing off against Ralph Mouth.
Ralph. And I hear Ralph can actually work.
Well, they're a good little tag team. They did a lot of work with Red outside. It was happening before he was brutally burned by
absolutely
the corporal punishment situation.
It's Mr. Big, the power you
he's
got.
He's a big boy. Yeah, he's like facing off against King Kong Bundy.
Yeah, exactly.
You're going to like this one. In contention for the TV title, it's Ritter versus Jamie Lawson.
Oh.
Jamie Lawson.
Jamie.
Yes.
Oh, he's coming. He's getting it.
That's Mini Bundy, actually.
Yeah.
As we call him.
Yeah.
Lamont Sanford facing off against Peter the Great Brady.
Lamont versus Peter the Great?
Yes.
Dude, that could be actually a high flying match.
I think every one of these matches is fantastic.
I think for the most part, yeah. I think especially that I see that as being a sleeper. That's a sleeper.
Number 9 of the top 10 matches is Pat Morita versus Dirty Danny Tanner from Full House.
Wow.
Colorful, eh?
Really?
I think that's a lock for Pat Morita.
And he was out there with the Perot's National Anthem thing when all the guys were out there with J.R. Yarns.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. That could be interesting. I don't know too much about Tanner's style.
Well, he's a new wrestler. Now, this is something interesting. This one's a bit of an uneven thing. Have you ever seen a show called Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Stashberg, the great and powerful Stashberg, is taking on the trash man, Frank Reynolds.
Holy shit.
It's just a bizarre.
Holy shit.
Now, those are 10 matches, okay?
That's great.
Out of those 10 matches, right, there'll be 10 winners.
Yeah.
Then they will face off, and that's going to take us down, all the way down through the brackets.
Yep.
And we are going to eventually crown a TV heavyweight champion.
Of the world.
Yes.
Because
what are your thoughts?
I'm liking the card. I'm digging the, what's your favorite match that they've announced? What do you think?
I kind of want to see Tony Soprano and Ralph Mouth face off. I don't know why.
Me either. But I think Mr. Big
could be interesting.
I
like the idea that we have Lamont facing off against Peter Brady.
I like that's one of
because here's the thing.
Those are my two favorites too.
But Peter Brady, was the favorite son, of Mr. Brady, who is the great and powerful.
Yes,
he is the first Bishop of Wrestling. I like how you agree. And he's fallen. He's now no longer on the heel side. He's a face.
Right.
He's been out of the family. They had a brutal match where he beat his own father in the ring. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah.
And Lamont is the
I do remember.
Lamont's the heir apparent, if you will. So Lamont is the future of the Bloody Stash crew.
Yep.
Parent company, Bloody Stash Corporation, Clothing Corporation. Yep. And that's interesting to me. The dynamic is very colorful.
Question. Does his uncle, quote unquote, Uncle Grady from... Grady from Haiti, that pay-per-view that we were talking about, they did it, guys, there was an independent pay-per-view. Does Grady have any influence over Lamont at all? I'm just asking.
How could I speak on this? Why do you ask me these questions like I would?
I'm just trying to, like,
that we lost our sponsorship because of you. You're irresponsible reporting.
But we've gotten better. We've gotten better news clips. We've gotten, come on, man.
Better news clips, come on, man. That's all you have to say to me.
Better news clips. We've gotten better information.
You're a tabloid
and we're here
reporter.
With the fans, the people. Just because you wanted
You're
to wear your cufflinks.
Talking over me. You won't even let me finish a thought.
Oh, stop it. Oh, my God. You sound like...
The bottom line is we have a lot of colorful matches.
Sound like somebody I know.
The first match, when we return from this break, we're going to take a brief commercial break, will be Keaton versus Lithgow for the TV Championship elimination.
Awesome match. I can't wait.
Everyone bear with us. We'll be back momentarily.
See you soon.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for waiting. Welcome back to the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast. My name is VexX, and this is Johnny Zero.
What's going on, folks?
Now, Johnny Zero and I have gotten some very bad news that we now are enforced by the Springer Mafia to read advertisements, to actually read advertisements over the live broadcast. Yeah. Johnny, how do you feel about that?
Well, the people know how I feel about it, but I guess we got to pay the bills, so.
It's just, I don't understand it.
I don't either, but I don't like his brand of what he's doing to the wrestling business. The wrestling sport. He's turning the wrestling sport into a business publicly. You know what I mean? Like, and it is a business. I get it. You have to make money doing something. It's called professional wrestling. I get that, but I don't know. It just skeeves me, man.
There's an amount of spots. So I'm going to do the first spot now, and then we can go to the ring.
Sure.
Where we're going to have the bell set up, and we can finally have our TV Dad's elimination.
Absolutely.
Jerry Springer broadcast. Be on the show. Are you a big fan of the Jerry Springer Show and want to be a guest on the stage? Call the show at 1-800-96-JERRY or text JERRY to 88500. Again, please be on the Jerry Springer Show. Brought to you by the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast.
You sounded so professional.
It's fucking bullshit, man. Fuck you, Jerry Springer and Springer Mafia.
I agree.
Fucking cocksucker, man.
I agree. Watch out, dude.
Read fucking shit like that.
Remember, Wilco's is only built banned from the ring.
He's fucking barred, man. He's fucking drunk driving.
He's not barred from the building. You know what I mean?
All right, Johnny, we're getting to the ring. Can you get the bell ready? Ladies and gentlemen, we have Ingles. I'm sorry. I apologize. The first match of the evening, Mr. Keaton facing the psychopath John Lithgow. Here we are, folks. We're in the ring. Johnny Zero, what is your opinion?
Folks, I don't know which Lithgow they're going to be facing, to be honest with you.
You never know, do you?
No.
You never know.
Does he know is the question. You know what I mean? Like, I got to give it to Lithgow.
Really? You give an edge to Lithgow? This is the Black Magician.
A
masterful competitor.
They're both in-betweeners. They're both what we call tweeners between face and heel.
Explain.
They're both kind of anti-heroes. Lithgow is getting over. People are liking it.
I understand.
You see a guy jump off a 30-foot roof and into a thing of barbed wire that exploding boards and stuff like that. And he's been doing that around the country.
Now, here's the thing, though. Keaton became a massive fan favorite himself
when he faced
off originally against Ingles, and then helped Ingles.
Yes.
I almost called him Charles. His name's Charlotte. But when he faced off against Charlotte Ingles, and now he has like a face turn, if you will.
Grace River.
And they're friends.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know, but I keep hearing that Lithgow is going to come out to two separate theme songs and.
Well, they're in the ring at this point. We did the bell. It doesn't even matter.
I'm talking about before this match. I'm saying.
Go ahead.
He has different styles. Is he going to wrestle? Is he going to be? If he does some luchador stuff, the thing is, if he could focus, this guy has talent, Vex. He's a really good wrestler. I mean, like, if I can only imagine if they teamed up. You know what I mean? Like. But, maybe Crockett Cup, maybe, something like that. But I got to give the edge on skill just because of the unpredictability, now that I think about it, to Keaton for skill.
I would give it to Keaton as well.
On what we've seen so far.
Just a fantastic athlete.
But I do, absolutely, but I see the potential of Lithgow if he could focus that.
And there's Lithgow on the top rope expressing himself. They're not even wrestling at this point. He's just literally screaming at the crowd.
But, see, they're screaming with him, though.
Oh, John, it's so weird. I don't know how I feel about it.
I don't know either, but...
Okay, that's a colorful...
Dude, and that's how a lot of wrestling fans feel about what's going on with Springer.
With the TV Dads Wrestling Federation.
That's what they feel. I'm telling you, in some way, he is a voice for the voiceless.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, wait, this is interesting. Mr. Keaton is petting the back of John Lithgow and whispering something in his ear.
What the hell's going on?
The screaming has subsided. The screaming has ended. John Lithgow is now on the ring apron. And he steps down onto the floor. The referee is counting.
What the hell is he doing?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's it. That's it.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am shocked. I am shocked
to
see.
Are you kidding me?
That John Lithgow got himself counted out of the ring, and now he's raising Mr. Keaton's arm in the middle of the ring.
What is going on?
Keaton advances.
Hold
Keaton
on, advances. There's but his 5D fan club, the glasses that watch the invisible aliens that he fights in the ring when he fights himself, are like jumping the rings. Hold on, what the hell's going on?
Watch the invisible aliens.
Well, that's what he says, man. His fan club.
I don't know, but I do know we have a winner.
Unbelievable.
Keaton will graduate to the next level of the TV Dads. TV Heavyweight Championship.
What next for Lithgow, though? Why would he do that?
I don't know.
He's riding this wave of success. He's like almost, he's so over as a heel that he's over as a face.
I hear you.
You know, like, he's the, you know, Cactus Jack.
Well, how do you feel? Like, what is your feedback? Like, we didn't see much of a wrestling match. Lithgow kind of freaked out on the top rope. Somehow, the Dark Magician or the Black Magician spoke him down. I don't understand it, sir.
I don't either. All I can think of is that maybe, I'm thinking maybe the Crockett Cup coming, or the, you know, or the,
well, I don't
or the
know.
Lincoln Cup, whatever we want to call it, you know, whatever they're going to call it. It's, you know, maybe he sees the potential, too, that this guy, I mean, look, Lithgow has proven one thing, even all his nuttiness, he has proven that he is a power wrestler.
Most definitely.
He's proven he's a contortionist. He can do the scientific stuff. He can do the strongman stuff. He can do even some of the high-flying stuff. I mean, this guy jumped off fucking, what, two scaffold matches, and that was just on. Guys, you have to understand out there that the shows that we are broadcasting to you are not all the TV Dad wrestling that goes on. There's house shows
everywhere.
Well,
this is just the Federation, per se.
Right, right.
Johnny, I'm sorry. At this time, I have to interrupt you and read another
spot. Go ahead,
spot.
Man. I'm baffled by it.
Please bear with me.
Sure.
Be a guest. Want to appear on the Maury Show?
Oh, my God.
Does someone in your family dress like an over-sexy, scandalous hot mess? Is your husband a serial cheater? Want to confront a family member about their drinking? Does your grandmother dress way too sexy for her age and need a makeover? Is your teen son obsessed with porn and leading a sexually destructive lifestyle? Are you involved in family drama and want to be on our show? Want to appear on the Maury Show? Call us now, 1-888-456-2879, or text Maury, M-A-U-R-Y, to the numbers 22854. The Maury Povich Show.
Oh, man, you sound so good.
It's
man.
Fucking degrading.
What are you talking about? You love the corporation.
I just hate it.
You love it.
No. I used to be sponsored by the Bloody Stash Crew. You ruined that for me.
I didn't.
And because of you.
Wait, you just said Bloody Stash Crew. I told you.
Well, the parent company
you
is
said
the Bloody Stash
Corporation.
Corporation.
You said the Bloody Stash Clothing Corporation. Now you're saying the Bloody Stash Crew. The Bloody Stash Crew is an actual wrestling freaking faction.
Freaking faction?
Freaking. Yep.
Now here I am.
I'm trying to keep.
I'm damned to reading fucking copy on the TV Dad's Wrestling Podcast. It's quite upsetting, sir.
Dude, I'm just saying, you're part of it.
I'm reading commercials.
Dude, listen, do not fall under Brady's spell like Lamont is, please.
No monitors. I don't know what you're saying. Lamont? What?
Well, don't. Look, I can see this coming, man. You know what I mean? Like we're back here. We're outside the ring. Everything's cool. You know, just don't fall under Brady's spell.
Yeah, I'm not. I just don't like reading fucking ad copy. Why don't you fucking read some fucking ad copy?
Okay, give me some.
God damn it. Well, Why do I have to read all the ad copy?
Because I'm the guy that climbs through the fucking ventilation shafts, okay?
No,
you call me a tabloid reporter. I put my life on the line.
And now
guys are killers.
I'm
you know
reading
that?
Tabloid fucking junk TV fucking ads for a living. Well, this is awful.
Dude, well, they support the Bloody Stash Corporation.
They support our podcast, because we don't have a fucking sponsorship anymore, because you ruined it. You ruined the fucking sponsorship.
Wow. I'd rather...
the parent company of the Bloody
Stash
Clothing...
I'd rather be wrong for doing the right things.
The Bloody Stash Clothing Corporation used to sponsor us. We had gold-plated mics. I had a fucking driver. I had a three-piece suit every day of the week. Life was beautiful. They were going to pay for making hair implants. I was going to have beautiful, luxurious, long-flowing hair, and you ruined it.
We have fans out there that count on us every week, man.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, if we get out of the ring, we have Macho Bonaducci facing off against Gomez Adams. This is the second part of the fucking TV championship elimination. So here we go. Oh, there's the bell. Ladies and gentlemen, Bonaducci locks up with Gomez and throws him out of the ring immediately through the center rope. Johnny Zero, what do you think?
Oh, my God. That was vicious. Looks like Shade. I hate to say it, man. I'm still a little emotional about Bud, but it looks like what happened to Bud. His head has hit the steel
girder. Is he bleeding?
Steel girder, yeah. It looks like he's He's juicing. It's the Crimson Mask.
The Crimson Mask.
The Crimson Mask. And I believe me, folks, I know about masks.
Bonaducci is on the top rope. He's on the top rope. And he drops a double axe handle across the back of Gomez Adams.
Gosh. And Gomez, wow. This should be a good match, I would think.
Bonaducci slides back into the ring and breaks the count, goes back out, gets a steel chair. He smashes poor Mr. Gomez in the back. Oh. My goodness. Oh. The brutality.
Oh, my God. And it's,
you know, Bonaducci's been a man possessed since his girlfriend went to rehab. He's been very, very upset since Joni, who was turned back on drugs by the mafia, the Springer's mafia, and Tony, the Hitman Danza. Remember that?
Yeah.
The vignettes?
That Mr. Big, too. And I might have a clip for that. Do we ever show that?
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm so sorry, Johnny. Mr. Bonaducci has thrown Gomez Adams into the ring.
Yeah.
Now, Mr. Bonaducci is being admonished as we speak. As we speak, he's being yelled at by the referee in the ring. Gomez is going into the top of his left boot. What is Gomez Adams doing, Johnny? Can you see in that corner what's happening?
I'm trying, man. I'm trying. He's a master of flash.
Oh my goodness! He has thrown powder in the eyes of Danny Bonaducci. Yeah. Mr. Bonaducci cannot see, and Gomez Adams unloads on him and immediately. Oh, the humanity, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh my God! If Gomez was in his, I'm not saying he's not in his prime.
No, he's look at him. He's pretty. He's cut. He's well built.
He's a very dangerous wrestler. I mean, like, but would you expect this kind of domination by Bonaducci?
Well, Bonaducci did start. You know, he hit him illegally. He threw him out of the ring.
Yeah.
And then technically, he didn't throw him over the top ropes. He wasn't disqualified. But it was definitely violent. It saddens me to say that Gomez has turned the tide and is working on the right leg of Bonaducci.
Yeah, I don't see it lasting.
Now, Gomez likes to do the figure four leg lock. That's his move.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what's going to happen, John.
Yeah, I neither do I. Okay, it looks like Bonaducci is reversing the figure four.
I see that. He has reversed the figure four.
And he's doing push-ups while he's reversed the figure four.
Johnny. Gomez Adams has just submitted. He has submitted from the reverse figure four. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner.
Holy shit.
We have a winner by submission.
That's an Ingles move.
Mr. Bonaducci ascends to the second level of the TV heavyweight championship division.
Holy crap.
What a colorful match, man.
What a great... Bonaducci is just a killer.
He is a bad man.
He's just the most... He might be the most dangerous... Like, I heard one of his interviews... I saw it in one of the magazines.
Yes.
He says he's the most dangerous man in wrestling.
Wrestling.
Yeah, absolutely. R-A-S-S-I-L-I-N. Wrestling. Absolutely. He is, man. I mean...
I don't know.
Who dominates Gomez Adams like that? Come on. In a world television title tournament? Come on.
But then Gomez cheated and Donovan Bonaducci still won. He still won. That's a colorful, amazing thing.
It is. It's absolutely amazing.
We have one more match in this broadcast.
We could be seeing the birth of a legend.
We have one more match in this broadcast for the TV titles. We're going to take a short commercial break, come back, and unfortunately probably read another fucking ad. But please bear with us.
Yeah. Bear with us, folks.
We'll be right with you. Welcome back to the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast, episode number 22. Johnny Zero, are you ready for the most recent commercial?
I was born ready, but I don't know about this one, man.
The Jerry Springer Show. Be on the show. Are you a big fan of the Jerry Springer broadcast and want to be a guest on our stage? Do you have what it takes to be a guest? Do you want to be on the show, the Jerry Springer Show? Do you have a child with a transsexual or, I'm sorry, do you have a child with a transsexual or are you pregnant by a transsexual? Are you ready to turn up and get lit and confront somebody on the Jerry Springer Show? Do you have a sexy job? Do you want to break up or make up with your spouse or partner? Be on the show. Call 1-800-96-JERRY or text JERRY to 885-00 The Jerry Springer Show.
It's absolutely lovely.
Fucking soul killer.
It's absolutely lovely.
Yeah, but listen, we'll get more in our paycheck, you know, this week. You know, whatever we get off of this thing, you know what I mean?
I know you're here for the money because you're a tabloid reporter.
No, I'm not.
But some of us really love
wrestling. I'm not a tabloid reporter, man.
Now, the next match is James the Working Man Evans facing off against Gwyn the Giant.
Oh, I want to see this.
In the ring.
Because Evans can do it, man.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, they lock up in the squared circle. And what happens, Johnny?
Well, it looks like from the gate, Evans has spotty slammed Fred Gwynn.
Now, he is no longer the TV champion, and the money is no longer on the line.
Wow, but I've never seen anybody military plus slam.
Right out of the gate like that.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. Looks like Gwynn is back up. whips Fred. Looks like Gwynn's back up. He under a blow the belt shot on Evans, and he throws him into the ropes. Looks like a big boot.
Oh, right to the face.
Right to the face. Right to that the hurt. Face. That hurts. Looks like Evans is busted open too. Oh crap! And then Gwynn is throwing him into the corner. Comes in with the massive chops. These are chops. These aren't. He's there is flesh sticking to his hand. My God, somebody stop this. The referee's at the 5 count.
Come here, boy.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Breaks it.
Okay, it looks like Evans is hurt, but he's not. He's knocked down.
He is down, but he is not out.
He's not defeated. Looks like Gwynn has put on a headlock, and looks like he has him in a sleeper. He's covering that carotid artery.
Wait, they're doing the arm. Okay. Yeah, arm has fallen once. Evan's arm has fallen. That's one.
Yep.
He does it again.
There's two.
Oh, no. It does not fall in the third. In fact, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, he sticks an eye.
The working man coming back.
He sticks a thumb in the eye of the giant and breaks the hole.
That's it. And here we go. He's whipping him into the ropes. And a power slam. A runaway power slam.
1, 2, 3.
Unbelievable.
We have a winner.
Unbelievable.
James Evans.
The working man. Unbelievable. And here we go. We have a flashback stage. What is this on the TV Datatron?
Oh, show us. I don't know,
that's
Johnny.
That's the Duke of Chicago with his arms crossed. And he's spitting and looking with a snug look and walks away.
Oh, so disrespectful.
Unbelievable.
So disrespectful.
And there's another flash of him with his arm around Michael's neck. What is that all about?
I couldn't tell you, sir. I will tell you this. Later on in the program, the Evans boys are going against Shipwreck for the World's Tag Team Championship.
And I am so excited about this match. This would be, this is a great match. Everybody always counts out Shipwreck. They're still...
Well, they're the world champions. No one's counting them out anymore. Yeah, they're no longer the underdogs. It's kind of like the Philadelphia Eagles, right?
Yeah.
They were the underdogs. Well, now they're the champions.
Yeah, right.
So that's not like
that. But nobody's
that.
Expecting them to keep it, though.
That's true. They have fought... I don't know. They're decisive athletes, and they've lasted a very long time.
Yes, they have. But
with their faithful manager, they have the professor by their side, always taking care of them.
Yes, and when he can make appearances, absolutely. And he's also our... And doesn't he do when guys get injured backstage?
I believe so. I believe he assists. He's a physician on hand. I believe so.
So, that'd be great. But I kind of think this smug attitude that the militants, is that what they're called?
Sure.
I think that they're pretty dangerous, dude. JJ is not the JJ from Go. I don't have to say this too many times, but I have to for you new listeners. JJ is Jimmy Walker. And he is it's not the lovable artist that you remember. This guy's like Isaac Hayes from Escape from New York City. If you can Escape from New York, look up that film. And he's a big man.
Johnny Zero, I'm sorry that I have to interrupt you.
Yeah.
Would you like to be a guest? You, sir, could be a guest on The Maury Show. Does someone in your family dress like an oversexy, scandalous hot mess?
Damn you, Springer.
Is your husband a serial cheater?
Damn you, Springer.
Want to confront a family member about their drinking?
Unbelievable.
Does your grandmother dress way too sexy for her age and need a makeover?
Wow.
Is your teen son obsessed with porn and leading a sexually destructive lifestyle?
Unbelievable.
Are you involved in family drama and want to be on our show? Call us now at 1-888-456-2879 or text MAURY to 22854. Again, the word MAURY sent to 22854. The Maury Povich Show.
The Jerry Springer Mafia, Maury Povich. They're out to destroy the sport of professional wrestling.
I don't know.
They're out to destroy wrestling.
Wrestling.
That 1980s wrestling.
Wrestling.
Stuff. Yeah, exactly. What do you call it at this point?
I don't know.
I don't call it sports entertainment.
It's very annoying that I have to read these ad copies.
They're taking over, man. I mean, that's what they we're getting. Look, the ratings are through the roof.
But here's the thing.
I mean, like,
Maury isn't
can't argue with that.
In the Federation anymore. He has stepped down. He has amid a sexual scandal. He is no longer part of the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast.
Or
the Federation, I should say.
But how do we know what capacity he goes behind the scenes with Springer?
No, but you have Henry
Soprano.
Winkler, who's an upstanding citizen.
I hope so.
Has now taken over the job.
I love Henry Winkler, too.
We love Henry Winkler.
Yeah, absolutely. Who
doesn't? You have problems. You want him to be the Fonz, which is upsetting to me.
Well, that's what I remember from being a kid.
But I
hope that the power of cool and all that. I remember the whole thing. You know what I mean? Like
the power of cool compels you.
Yes, exactly.
Now listen.
As corny as that is, that's, you know.
In our broadcast, okay, we have one more match
for
the TV championship elimination. Yeah. That's all we have today. We're going to have four of the first matches. This is the fourth one.
Yeah.
It's Ward the Cleaver facing Phillip Banks. With the tail of the tape, Johnny, how do you think this is going to shake out?
Gosh. If it was under normal circumstances, the power option, the power and strength, you know, obviously goes to Uncle Phil.
He's a big guy, Uncle
Phil. Yeah, yeah. He's also not a bad technical wrestler, but he hasn't been in the ring for a minute.
Okay.
And reach, I got to give to the Cleaver.
But the Cleaver hasn't been, he was out for a while.
I mean, he's been out for a while, but he's been more active.
With that whore wife of his, he's been very busy.
Oh, stop saying that. Poor June.
Poor June.
But I'm saying, no, Cleaver is no joke, though. You know, he can turn that gun into a pretzel. Why do you got to talk about June Cleaver like that?
She's a hooah.
She's a hooah.
June's a hooah.
Stop it.
She's on Craigslist. That's why she got her face busted.
But I'm looking back. They're showing backstage. Sorry, folks. They're waiting for him to come out to the ring. I don't know what's going
on. John, I cannot believe this.
What?
They are not going to air this match on television. We do not get to see Ward the Cleaver facing off against Phillip Banks.
Well, why are they showing a silhouette of a guy in a chic outfit?
I don't know.
A chic, what do you call it? What are the towel over his head? What the hell is that about?
I can't speak on it. I'm ashamed.
Did I see that, or is that just somebody?
I see it too. There it is.
Okay.
I'm confused.
Is that Ward?
This is a television broadcast. This is a program. There's only so much time. We still have the World Tag Team Champions are going to defend
absolutely
against the Evans
Boys. I can't wait.
Who you said are now calling themselves the Militants exclusively?
I thought that's what you told me. I don't know.
We're going to have this. Yeah. We're going to a commercial break while they have this competition. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so sorry to say you're not going to see the match. But we are going to have ad copy for you, which is quite upsetting. So please bear with us, and we'll be back momentarily.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the TV Dads broadcast, our podcast, if you will, for the Saturday morning program.
What the fuck are you talking
about? We have not aired Ward the Cleaver versus Phillip Banks. I want to stress to you that Ward the Cleaver had defeated...
Yo, Soprano, what the fuck?
...has defeated Phillip Banks and has ascended in the TV Dads elimination. And for your listening pleasure, we are now going to have another ad.
Sorry, guys, listen up.
Listen, you motherfucker, get your fucking hands on me, you piece of shit.
I'm sorry, guys. Are you a big fan of the Jerry Springer Show and want to be a guest on the stage? Call the show at 1-800-96-JERRY or just text Jerry to 88500. Do you have what it takes to be a guest on stage?
Get off me, Soprano! You piece of shit!
Guys, we got to do it, okay? Just stay with us, okay? That's just paying the bills. Paying the bills, baby. That's all. Do you want to be a guest on the Jerry Springer Show? You should say, do you want to audition to be on it? Because they use it as to represent
please
us
do not
overseas,
take
believe
the thoughts
me
and actions of Johnny Zero as the opinions of this podcast.
Get off me, man!
Do you have a child with a transsexual or pregnant via transsexual? Hey, man, that's cool. I'm mad at this situation.
I'm not judging you and your sexuality.
Yeah, yeah, right. Exactly. Are you ready to turn up and get it and comfort somebody on the Jerry Springer Show? Do you have a sexy job? Do you have a want to break up or make up with your partner's spouse? And that last one's not bad. You know, you want to break up, make up, you know, make up. Because this guy preaches, you know what's funny is this guy preaches love, but he sells nothing but hate.
He is the worst.
He's the worst of the worst. But he is a marketing genius, and he's affected wrestling forever, dude. I mean, ratings are through the roof, dude. I don't know. Maybe we need a bad guy to fight the system against.
Ratings are through the roof because of the fantastic programming, not the awful fucking sponsorship.
I would agree with that. I would agree with that. But I mean, again, that's you gotta pay the bills. But I mean, you would think they wouldn't make us do that. Like, I think we've learned our place in TV Dad Wrestling, dude, by now.
You fucked up the sponsorship.
Like, we don't have to see eye to eye on everything, but we're on, come on.
But Springer has now decreed that this is what's going to happen. We have to read these ad copies, many per show.
It's true.
They literally wouldn't have let us air Ward the Cleaver versus Phillip Banks. That's so upsetting. Yeah. It's a great match. No one got to see it.
Cleaver
did win, though.
Yeah. Cleaver did.
He pulled it out. Yeah.
Well, wow. Cool. What is he now? Is Sheik?
I couldn't speak on
Sheik this Adnan Al Cleaver or Abdul or something like that. Is that true? Like he's turned Muslim?
I don't know.
And corporal punishment being.
They're definitely a thing.
That's happening. I hear he's off his meds because he's banned psych meds from the wrestlers. You know that, right? Jerry Springer has also. I forgot to tell you. How can I forget this? I'm so sorry.
Breaking news.
This is official, dude. This is not rumor. Okay, right here in my hand, in front of you folks, is Jerry Springer has banned any psych meds from any of the wrestlers.
Which explains Lithgow.
That's Lithgow. That's Cleaver.
Bonaducci.
Whoever. I don't know what their personal history is. It's not my business.
Charlotte Ingalls.
God judges, not me.
No longer has her blockers for her testosterone.
You're talking about the toughest, grittiest man there is.
That's a tough broad. I'll give you that.
Will you stop it?
Not bad for a chick.
The heavyweight champion of the world. I'm fair and square. Will you stop with this shit? He beat him fair and square. And he did it. We flipped for it. I mean, he won fair and square. But I don't understand that he's taking them off their psych meds. So what's happening?
I don't know. All right, ladies and gentlemen, please bear with us. What we're going to have is the world's heavyweight champion shipwrecked. Tag team champion. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
The tag team champions face off against
make sure world champion.
The Militants. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we go down to the squared circle. Go down to the squared circle, and the challengers are going to enter the ring. Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, man. And they look fearsome.
They are calling themselves.
The Duke of Chicago. Mr. Chi-Town Heat himself. You will not be able
to stay home, brother. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow.
Look at the clothing they're wearing.
Yeah, it looks like Michael is slowly being transformed into this post-apocalyptic Escape from New York kind of Isaac Hayes. What a great song.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the Militants.
Unbelievable. They look fierce. What do you think, Max?
I'm a little afraid for my life, Johnny Zero. I'm going to put my hand on my wallet and the other hand on my keys.
Well, let's see what Shipwreck has to offer tonight, because these guys look bigger than they did.
They look just
from a couple weeks ago.
Perhaps. PEDs, if you will.
Well, who knows? Maybe just hard work, too. Who knows? We'll find out in the ring. And here we go.
Oh, here we go. Shipwreck coming to the ring. The crowd love goes wild. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you your world tag team champions, the great fighting duo of Shipwrecked.
Total combined weight of 450 pounds.
Johnny Zero, what are your thoughts?
You know what? I haven't seen enough of, I don't know if, I'm going to have to give it a Shipwreck, really just on paper, but I have this sneaking suspicion that the Militants just pulled this off.
Ladies and gentlemen,
because
ladies and gentlemen,
JJ, look how big he is.
Coming down to the squared circle is the manager of Shipwrecked, the Professor, being joined by Mr. Cosby.
Mr. Cosby, on Earth, what is happening?
What the fuck is this about, man?
Ladies and gentlemen, the skipper is in the ring. He squares off. He locks up with
unprecedented.
The Duke of Chicago. Johnny Zero, what's happening?
Well, it looks like he's locking up with the Duke of Chicago. I can't believe how... Whoa, he just got slammed down by him. The test of strength didn't work. Look, I've never seen Jimmy Walker look this big before in my life. I mean, my God, what's he, 300 pounds?
Well, I wouldn't say that, but he's a massive man.
He's a massive man. But people think of JJ. No wonder unbelievable.
Johnny Zero, I got to tell you, I'm a bit confused as to why the manager of Shipwrecked, the Professor, is in cahoots or speaking with Mr. Cosby by the color commentary table across the way from us. What are your thoughts on this?
I don't know. I'm trying to hear what's going on.
It's a weird dichotomy.
I'm trying to hear it. Like, one's mind must go to, medical stuff, right? I mean,
that's true. He's a doctor, Mr. Cosby.
Huxtable.
Huxtable, that's right, on the Cosby Show. He's a physician.
Well, I don't think he's as respected as the professor is.
They say the most prolific rapist of the 20th century.
Well, I mean... Well,
allegedly.
Every man has his day in court. We'll see. No, I mean, I don't know. I mean, God judges, not me. I don't know. But
so in the ring itself, you have little Buddy now tagged in, and he's going, and he's facing off against Michael. This is two tiny men fighting, and it's kind of a high-flying spectacular in the ring.
Yeah, yeah. Luchador move. Looks like Michael whips Gilligan into the ropes. Gilligan comes off with a flying head scissors. Hold on, but he holds on for an arm bar. He doesn't flip over the head scissors. Now he's down in the middle, and they're asking him to tap. Michael grabs the rope, and it breaks it up.
Now, Johnny, the professor has gone up on the ring apron, and he's speaking. He's speaking to the skipper. And some mist has left the mouth, and the skipper has fallen off the ring apron. What is happening, Johnny Zero?
Well, I don't know. What the hell is that? Do you smell that?
It's awful.
What the hell is
that? It smells very... Like,
hey, what's going on,
it
man?
It smells like Listerine, if you will. It's very medical and very powerful. I do not like what's happening right
now. What the hell is going on, man?
So the skipper is unconscious on the ring floor.
Is he
now,
all right?
Here's the thing. Gilligan has no idea. Gilligan's in the middle of the ring. He's facing off against the younger and smaller Michael Evans.
Yeah.
And I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, but Gilligan's still pretty agile.
Now, remember, they're towards...
The Spider-Man of the ring.
The Duke of Chicago's corner.
Yeah.
So if they could team up or some capacity. Now, the referee's tied up by the professor right now. And oh my goodness, the Duke of Chicago has jumped over the top rope and they are double teaming. The ref sees nothing.
Yeah.
Michael rolls out the bottom of the ring. And now in the middle of the ring is the little buddy.
Mm-hmm.
It is Gilligan all alone with the Duke of Chicago. And no one to tag, Johnny Zero.
No
one to tag.
Oh, no. This is not good. Okay, Gilligan's going to run up and try and... Gilligan runs up with a drop kick. Almost drops him.
That's amazing,
almost
sir.
Drops him. Comes up. I couldn't believe he reaches that high. I didn't realize how tall Jimmy Walker he was. Unbelievable.
I think he's wearing the lifts, the Frankenstein-style shoes.
Whatever he's doing, this guy is a 6'8" man that's 250 pounds that is pissed off that he was not included in the entire 1980s
run. If you will.
Coming to America, at least. My God. John Amos. No wonder. John Amos is a...
You're obsessed with Coming to America. Did you know
that
John Amos starred in a McDonald's commercial before he was on?
No, I didn't.
He really is singing in a McDonald's commercial.
How come... Okay, did you know he was actually a decorated Vietnam War, like an army guy?
Not at all.
Yeah, the real John Amos. And the character of... James Evans was also a war veteran.
Well, this is James Evans now. This is James
Evans. Yeah, yeah,
time,
but I'm just saying. That's
but in the ring, sir, in the ring, the color commentary,
yeah.
Gilligan is taking on two athletes. He goes to tag. There's no skipper. Yep. Oh, my goodness. Michael Evans catches him in the back of the head.
Yep.
And poor Gilligan is on the down.
Oh,
spiral.
Gosh. This is not good. Is Duke of Chicago bringing something out of his. Is that a brass knuckles he's got?
I don't know, sir.
Oh, poor Gilligan.
And he's wide open.
Oh!
Bleeding from the
face. Oh, my God. We can hear from here.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Talk about a crimson. That's not a crimson mask. That's like a crimson freaking hood.
He hooks Gilligan's leg. 1, 2, 3. Ladies and gentlemen.
God.
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is terrible, gentlemen.
We have a new tag team champions. New tag team champions.
This is terrible.
Winner and new World Tag Team Champions!
Unbelievable.
The Militants!
Oh, this is terrible, man. This is terrible. It looks like Gilligan's face looks like his skull's fractured, man. There might be some problem either. Skipper getting back in the ring, and he's carrying. Oh, my God, this is horrible. He's picking up his little buddy, and he.
Oh, I guess Skipper, you all right?
Why? Why, God? Why? Why? Little buddy, wake up!
Ladies and gentlemen.
Wake up, little buddy!
The professor is raising the arms of the militants. He is in joining with the royals. I'm so confused, Johnny.
What? What the hell? Why would he do that?
I don't understand.
What happened to his? I thought he. Last I heard, he was gonna. See, folks, I'm not a tabloid reporter. I'm just giving you stuff that nobody else knows. You know, I thought that the professor and the Incredible Bill Bixby were gonna be a tag team in the Crockett Cup.
Which is a possibility. No one's saying it's not, but the professor is now in league with the Militants, who are the new tag team champions, also in league with the Royals. Perhaps it's a black power movement with a white face at the front. I could not tell you
so. Wow. Interesting. Now, does Bixby still associate with him because of the dirty tactics in the ring?
Bixby's
not because
a
of any
bastard, though. I don't trust Mr. Bixby.
Well, what are you talking about?
Oh, he's a little dirty himself there, Mr.
What did he do?
I don't know.
He came out and played. What's he supposed to do against Lithgow in that match? He had one match. One match here. I mean, Lithgow jumped off the time. He put the two falls by himself. They didn't know what was going on. The guy put himself in the camel clutch, dude.
It is the time in the broadcast where Mr. Johnny Zero and myself will summate what happened in the TV Dad's wrestling program. If you remember, we began the night with Mr. Keaton facing off against John Lithgow.
Yes.
And in very unceremoniously, Keaton ascends to the second bracket of the TV Elimination Championship.
Absolutely.
The second match of the evening was El Duce, Danny Bonaducci, facing Gomez Adams.
Which I was...
Bloodthirsty Gomez.
Yes, I thought it was... Bonaducci is really...
He's jacked up and he's ready to go.
Yeah.
So the winner... the winner was Macho Bonaducci.
Yes, salute.
Third match of the evening was Mr. Evans, the working man James Evans, facing off against the giant Frederick Gwynn.
Yeah.
Mr. Evans pulled it out. It was a fantastic...
The working man pulled it out. Yeah. And I don't know what's going on with Gwynn, but Gwynn seems to be... Maybe his mind is... Look, Evans is a great wrestler. He could be a world champion any day of the week. We both know that.
Sure.
But Gwynn also is, you know, was a fighting champion, and inside our promotion lawsuit with as far as who would get suspended and so forth. Hopefully, Winkler can help out with it, but it looks like Gwynn's going to be a judge.
Now, the thing of it is
law enforcement. Perhaps.
Is the next match was Ward the Cleaver facing off against the judge, Philip Banks, not televised, sir, not televised, in lieu of running commercial ads.
Right, well.
And the winner was Ward the Cleaver.
Well, we're going to have the results next week, but it looks like the Sheik. I see some kind of thing going on with Ward Cleaver. Sheik Abnon Abdul a Cleaver. What the hell is that all about? Was he a Nazi? Now he's a Muslim? Like, what's... Like some kind of, I don't know. I mean, like, there's nothing. I'm not saying there's anything.
Nothing wrong with that.
Well, there is.
However,
but anyway.
However, the finishing match of the evening, the surprise victory, if you will, was the Militants defeating Shipwrecked for the World Tag Team Championship, being, if you will, sold out by their management, the Professor. Johnny Zero, what are your thoughts? Okay, no thoughts on the matter.
I just. What are you talking about? No thoughts on the matter. What the fuck are you talking about? I don't know, man. I saw a great tag team go down. I got Skipper, got Karen Gilligan out of the ring.
Gilligan is damaged irreparably, perhaps.
Yeah, with the brass knuckles and everything else. And, I just think people are underestimating the power of the Duke of Chicago. And
he is now a tag team heavyweight champion.
Yeah, and Michael is there as well. Do you get the sense, though, like when you were seeing that, did you see that killer instinct in Michael's eyes like it was in JJ's? Or do you think this is a fight more between JJ and James?
In my humble opinion, it's JJ versus James, oldest son versus his father. Yeah. It's the edible complex, if you will.
The old line versus the young line,
there
right?
There you go.
Right, right.
Now, what I want to say is we'll see all of you tomorrow at 6:05 Eastern.
Yeah, baby.
So please stay tuned. Johnny Zero, thank you.
Absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is VexX, along with Johnny Zero, telling you to stay frosty.